Coming to you from the mountains and the plains, the only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance.
And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire. Happy Sunday to everyone. We didn't go live yesterday as we usually do. It was the first day here in Texas where the weather was warm enough to start checking on things around the house. So I had to hunt out, see if there were any leaks. Thought there was a leak, but luckily there were no additional leaks. But had to spend yesterday kind of doing damage control and assessment of everything that went wrong over the week. But we're here with our weekend edition of the podcast today. And today's topic, we are talking about a new bill that was just introduced this week called the U.S. Citizenship Act. That is what the Democrats are calling it. It is a bill designed to give illegal aliens American citizenship, amnesty, work permits, and benefits. So that is the bill that they unveiled this week. If you were hoping that Democrats would care enough to work on the problems facing Americans, you're going to have to wait. They have other priorities, and that is to give illegal aliens citizenship. Since we are talking about illegal immigration, I'm going to have to ask you all on Facebook, hit that share button. Facebook doesn't want us talking about this. Hit that share button, give us a thumbs up and comment. And on DLive, make sure you comment and make sure if you haven't already, give us a follow. We have 997 followers, hoping that we break 1,000 today. Just need a couple more. So please, if you haven't already, give us a follow over on DLive as well. So this is the bill. In the Senate side, it is being introduced by Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat senator from New Jersey. He is the man who wrote this bill. There's a Democrat version, but it's basically just a copy-paste job on this bill. And this is the U.S. Citizenship Act. Basically, it takes all of the Democrat immigration wish list items and puts it into one gigantic bill without even pretending to make it comprehensive. So before we can go any deeper into this, I need to explain to you what comprehensive immigration reform actually means. It's a term that gets thrown around a lot, but very few people actually explain what it means. What comprehensive immigration reform is, it's the notion that there should be a give and take. If Congress is going to tackle an issue as divisive and important as immigration, then it should be a bipartisan effort. And the comprehensiveness of it means that in addition to giving the amnesty, giving the forgiveness, all that, the other side of the coin is that the comprehensive immigration plans all would, at least in some way, try to tackle the issues that led to the immigration crisis to begin with. What do I mean by that? It's happened for decades. Democrats have said, okay, give us amnesty, and in return, we'll give you border security. In return, we will give you a way to plug the loopholes and the exceptions within asylum law, right? So that illegal aliens can't keep gaming the asylum system to get into the United States. It's the give and take. Amnesty in exchange for border security and fixes to immigration law so that they can't be abused by bad actors. The U.S. Citizenship Act does not do that. The U.S. Citizenship Act is not a comprehensive immigration reform bill, at least not according to that definition. I assume that Democrats are going to try and say that it is, but there is no substantial, significant attempt to increase border security or to fix the very loopholes within our immigration system that allowed us to get somewhere between 11 and 22 million illegal aliens living in the country today. So right off the bat, do not let them claim that this is comprehensive. It is not. This is an amnesty package that is just full of Democrat wish list items. And there's so far not a single Republican co-sponsor. It may change. It takes a couple days for Congress to update those things, especially over weekends. Might have changed. But ultimately, there were 14 Republicans who voted for a similar plan back in, 2013, 2014. So we have to keep on our toes. because there really is no shortage of Republicans willing to support stuff like this because they actually think it will help them in the long run. People, lots of people in the comment section saying, what are the chances of it failing? What are the chances of it passing? Well, it's entirely possible it could pass. As I mentioned, there were 14 Republicans who voted for amnesty under the Obama years. So Democrats only need 10 in the Senate, 10 Republicans willing to break with their party and vote for this madness. So they're actually very optimistic. But even if it fails, Democrats are also optimistic that it will serve as a launching point for Joe Biden to take executive orders on his own, the way Obama did when his amnesty package failed. So win or lose, Democrats are confident that they will be able to use this bill to get what they want one way or another. Hope that that answered that question. A couple of people were asking that question in the comment section. So what does this bill specifically do? In conservative daily podcast fashion, we're going to do a deep dive into it. It is very long. It is 353 pages long. We're not going to be able to get to all of it. We just won't. And usually for these weekend podcasts, we like to keep them between a half an hour and an hour just because everyone has busy days. And it's just easier that way. Don't want to take up anyone's time too much than we have to. But we're going to talk about a few of the really terrible provisions in this bill. And as people read it, and as people dive into the legalese and understand what it means to reference different parts of the U.S. Code, because it's very hard to understand the totality of this. Because what you see is to say, okay, the law says, okay, strike or in this section of U.S. Code and replace it with and, right? And it ends up having a completely different meaning. So it takes time to really do a deep dive and understand everything about this because they design it in a way to make it hard to digest, at least through the first couple read-throughs. But there are a couple provisions that I want to talk about today that are very easy to digest, very easy to define, and that if they are put into effect will have catastrophic consequences. So the first one is, Democrats don't want to use the word illegal alien anymore. This is straight from the bill. This is replacing anywhere in the U.S. code where you find the word alien. Instead, it will refer to them as non-citizens. So right off the bat, this is right at the top of the bill. They want to make sure that we don't call them illegal aliens anymore. Because that's mean. It's hurtful. It's not nice. So they're going to call them non-citizens instead. And I didn't include it. It goes on for a couple pages, striking that term from different areas of the U.S. code. But they are very adamant about not having the term alien appear inside of the U.S. code any longer. Interesting, that's what they're prioritizing. We have a lot of people in Texas suffering right now. We have businesses still trying to reopen. We have people on unemployment, right? We have people who have lost their businesses, are about to lose their homes. But Democrats are prioritizing a bill that would change the language to not hurt illegal aliens' feelings. Interesting priorities. And I want you to keep that in mind as I talk about this. Keep in mind, this is what they're prioritizing. This is what they actually think is important. So that's the first bit. The next bit I want to talk about is this. Kind of hard to read. I'll read it for you. Family Case Management Program. Democrats want to look down at Section 2, quote, develop additional community-based programs to increase the number of enrollees in alternatives to detention program. So when illegal aliens are apprehended in a family unit, what is a family unit? A family unit is a claim that there is an adult and a child and that they are related. We know that not all family units are actually family units. We know that under the Obama administration specifically, when Obama implemented his catch and release for those family units, smugglers started realizing that as long as they carried a child across the border, they'd be able to claim that they were family and get special treatment. So abductions in Mexico increased. There was actually a market where people were selling children for smugglers to use as a get-out-of-jail-free card. Trump ended that, and Trump also implemented In a smaller level, he implemented DNA testing to actually see whether the allegations were true, that people weren't actually related. And a shocking number of the DNA cases that they were able to run showed that many people claiming to be a family actually weren't biologically related. Now, it's possible they could be adopted, right? It's possible they could be a stepson. It's entirely possible. But they were shocked to see just how many of these supposedly family units had no actual biological relation. But this is stunning. Instead of detaining, we're going to have community programs. Community programs to enroll illegal aliens so they don't have to go in detention. What are we talking about? We're going to put them in like a YMCA class? Like, what kind of community program stops an illegal alien from disappearing into society and just skipping their immigration hearing? I mean, that's the point of detention. Detention is to keep them somewhere where you know they are, so that when their case is ultimately rejected, which the majority are, you know where they are and you can deport them. What kind of community program could possibly rise to the level of security that detention brings? I have no idea. I don't know if like they're going to have some kind of clubs, some kind of illegal aliens anonymous. I don't know. But the Democrats seem to think that it's a good idea to shift money from detention towards community programs. Interesting. This next point is really, really important. Let me slide it over so you can see it. I accidentally cut off a little bit on the screen. Here we go. Eligibility for coverage under a qualified health plan. Notwithstanding, yada, 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 a lawful prospective immigrant shall be treated as a qualified individual under Section 1312 of that Act if the lawful prospective immigrants meet the requirements under subsection F1 of that section. And then it also says, notwithstanding any other provision of law, a lawful prospective immigrant shall be authorized to be employed in the United States while in such status. That's what they're calling illegal aliens who have received amnesty, lawful prospective immigrants. Usually prospective immigrant would be someone who lives in their foreign country and has applied and are hoping to get accepted. For whatever reason, illegal aliens would now be prospective immigrants. Now, if that seems like that rubs you the wrong way, it should. It really should. Remember, back in 2009, when Barack Obama made a promise during his State of the Union address, he made a promise that illegal aliens would not receive health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. At that point, a GOP rep stood up and shouted, "You lie." And that was a huge deal, right? Everyone freaked out, said, "How dare you?" and said, "How dare you accuse the president of lying?" Well, it turns out Obama was lying, or at least he wasn't telling the whole truth back then, because obviously it's been Democrats' intention all along to give illegal aliens health care. But I want to let you listen in on this, because this is a moment that is important, and that if the media was honest, they would go back and call Obama a liar, just like the GOP did. Let's listen to this.
There are also those who claim that our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This too is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal. It's not true. And one more misunderstanding I want to clear up. Under our plan, no federal dollars will be used to fund abortions, and federal conscience laws will remain in place.
So that's a double doozy. That's a double doozy, because as we covered last week on our weekend edition, they're not honoring that promise to stop federal funds from going to abortion clinics. They're trying to open up the floodgates to give as much federal dollars to abortion clinics as possible in the name of COVID-19 relief. So that was also a lie. And you say, oh, well, Obama meant it at the time. That's what a far left politician looked like in 2009. Realize this. Obama was no moderate. He was no centrist. He was as left as it got back then. Look at that footage where he's promising that illegal aliens won't receive health insurance under the Affordable Care Act and that no dollars, federal dollars, will go to abortion clinics. Fast forward now, just 12 years. And here we are, Democrats doing the exact opposite. Yes, giving illegal aliens health insurance options. Though, in their defense, they're not going to be called illegal aliens anymore. They're going to be called prospective immigrants. So I guess technically he wasn't lying. They're just going to redefine it. But also funnel federal dollars to abortion clinics. Lie after lie after lie. Thank goodness they were able to call it out back then, 2009. But the media went crazy over that. and claimed that it was a lie to accuse Obama of trying to give illegal aliens health insurance. Interesting. Interesting how just a couple years, everything changes. Hit that share button on Facebook, everyone. Make sure you give us a thumbs up, comment on DLive. Make sure you comment, and if you haven't already, give us a follow. Doing a quick check, we still have 997 followers. I really want to hit 1,000. So if we hit 1,000, I'll give away some lemons in the DLive comment section. So make sure you hit that follow button if you haven't already. Okay, let's keep going down the list. Health insurance. The next part is that they will give full amnesty to DACA recipients. What is DACA? DACA is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It was the Obama administration's executive order following the amnesty defeat in Congress. So Congress refused to pass amnesty. The Senate passed it. The House, in Republicans' hands at the time, refused to even consider it, so it died. Obama followed up by saying, okay, you won't do it, I'll do it alone, and gave amnesty to anyone who entered the country as a child. The media likes to spin this as it's illegal alien children, but the truth is that these are 30 and even 40-year-old people right now who, yes, might have been brought into the country as children at the time. That doesn't necessarily mean it's justified for them to stay. If your parent sneaks you into Disney World and you get caught, you don't get to still ride the rides. Your parent and you get kicked out. It's not a hard concept, people. If you enter the country illegally, there is no age exception, right? There's nothing in our immigration law that says it's okay if children enter the country illegally. No. And I'll remind everyone to, what was his name? Julian Gonzalez during the Clinton administration when they had that illegal alien from Cuba where they went in with a SWAT team and dragged him out of the house. Just look at how the Democrat Party has shifted. In just a couple decades, they've shifted from enforcing immigration law to deliberately undermining it and rewriting it to allow this to continue. So DACA kids would receive amnesty and be allowed to have their amnesty status cemented into law. It keeps going, basically saying that you have all the different things in Obama's amnesty program, basically codifying it in law. That was expected. That's expected. Like we expected them to try that. What we didn't really expect was them to want to give amnesty to criminals too. And I want to make sure I take the time to say what I need to say to stop Facebook from accusing us of calling all illegal aliens criminals, because we are not. Yes, illegal immigration is a crime, but a lot of times it is a civil offense that does not meet the definition of a crime, a criminal action, meaning a misdemeanor or a felony. But there are illegal aliens in this country who are convicted of crimes. Absolutely. There are such things as illegal alien convicted criminals. People who have been caught committing crimes, been tried before a jury of, I guess, their peers or American citizens, and convicted, or they pled guilty. This bill, and I want to make sure I take the steps to make sure you guys understand it. This bill would give amnesty and a pathway to citizenship to illegal aliens who have already been convicted of crimes. Not accused, convicted. They went to a court and they were convicted. Here's the section. A non-citizen, remember they're not calling them illegal aliens anymore. A non-citizen shall be ineligible for protected status if they have, quote, been convicted of a felony offense or has been convicted of three or more misdemeanor offenses. And they make sure to qualify that misdemeanors do not apply to any crime for the possession of cannabis or cannabis-related paraphernalia, any offense involving cannabis or cannabis-related paraphernalia that is no longer prosecutable in the state in which the conviction was entered, any offense under state law for which an essential element is the non-citizen's immigration status, any offense involving civil disobedience without violence, and any minor traffic offense. So the misdemeanor wouldn't count. But I want to explain what that actually means. So they set the number at 3. And as we'll show you, 3 isn't even a hard cap. 3 isn't even a hard cap. So if you're an illegal alien convicted of 2 misdemeanors, typically a misdemeanor means that it is a crime that cannot be punishable by a year or more in jail. So it has to be a crime that's punishable by less than a year. What that means is if you're an illegal alien who has been convicted of two separate misdemeanors and spent just a little less than 2 years in prison, you would still be eligible for amnesty. If you receive three, as we'll mention in a little bit, there'd still be a way for you to get into it. Three or more. Technically, this bill allows an illegal alien with a dozen misdemeanor convictions to still technically qualify for amnesty. They say no felonies, but again, there's an exception for that. We'll discuss it in a little bit. But the misdemeanors. I want to explain why this is a really big deal and a bad idea. For years, I'd say even decades, leftist district attorneys have abused their power to help illegal alien criminals avoid deportation. We saw this under the Trump administration, when states, specifically their governors, would pardon illegal aliens about to be deported, basically pardon them of the state crimes that made them eligible for deportation. Because remember, there's still a priorities list of who should be deported. Technically, anyone in the country illegally can be deported, but they don't rise to ICE or the Department of Homeland Security's radar unless they have committed a crime or have been caught committing a crime. So it's really important that for years, decades, district attorneys have helped illegal aliens game the system to avoid deportation. What do I mean by that? District attorneys have deliberately allowed illegal aliens to plead down from felony offenses to misdemeanors so that they would not be placed on the federal government's radar. So, what does that mean? That means that you have an illegal alien charged with felony identity theft. This is true. This happens. An illegal alien charged with felony identity theft, instead of facing felony identity theft charges, they plead it down to misdemeanor possession of forged documents. So this person stole an American's identity, maybe bankrupted them, maybe ruined their lives. They were charged originally with a felony, but a leftist district attorney says, you know what, I don't want you to have to be deported because you got kids. So instead of it being felony, we're going to plead you down to misdemeanor possession of forged documents, and voila, they no longer are eligible for deportation. Well, under this bill, you can have an illegal alien who twice stole someone's identity and twice had a felony pled down to a single misdemeanor, and they would still be eligible for American citizenship. Does anyone see a problem with this? I do. I see a pretty big problem with this. I'm going to put in the comments section, we're running a fax blast for this. I'll pin it in the Facebook comment section, and I'll post it on in the DLive comment section. We're running a fax blast against this. And as we'll see in a second, it's not just illegal alien criminals in the United States. It's also illegal alien criminals who have been deported already. Really, really shameful stuff. But it's not just identity theft, right? It's not just identity theft. It happens all over the place. You can be charged with felony drug dealing, and it gets pled down to misdemeanor possession, which they say wouldn't even count, right? So your misdemeanor possession wouldn't even apply against the two misdemeanor cap. Often, felony weapons charges end up getting pled down to a misdemeanor unlawful possession of a firearm. This is true. The way our court system works, they throw the book at them, and then oftentimes they will plead it down just to get rid of the case. So yes, there are felons who used weapons in the commission of crime or in planning a crime, and instead of facing felony charges, they face misdemeanors. But as long as they didn't do it more than twice, they'll be eligible for amnesty under this bill. Felony assault. An illegal alien could literally assault someone and have that pled down to misdemeanor. And what's really, really despicable, in some cases, not every state, but in some states, vehicular manslaughter can be classified as a misdemeanor. So yes, it is technically possible in some states for an illegal alien to have killed two people driving behind the wheel and still be eligible for amnesty. It's sickening. Again, that is a hypothetical. It depends on the state, it depends on the circumstances, but still technically possible. that you could have an actual killer. An actual killer receive amnesty. And that's not to mention, of course, the whole issue of illegal aliens being charged with a crime. They did it, but they weren't convicted. Right? Yes, there are absolutely. And also, illegal aliens who committed crimes were never caught. Yes, they would qualify because it wouldn't come up on their background check. So this whole notion that it's only going to apply to kids, it's only going to apply to frontline healthcare workers. No, there's going to be a lot of illegal alien criminals and illegal alien convicted criminals who will receive amnesty under this. And there are a lot of them in the country. We know that they're in the country, right? But the bill doesn't even stop there. The bill keeps going and says that if you've already been deported, you can have parole, re-enter the United States, and get yourself on a pathway to citizenship. So as I just mentioned, with deportation is an issue of priorities. In order to be deported nowadays, you need to have committed a crime and be put on ICE or the Department of Homeland Security's radar. So in this case, if you committed a crime, were convicted, and deported from the country, this bill, the U.S. Citizenship Act, would give you a mulligan, would let you come back into the United States to seek amnesty, benefits, work permits, and a pathway to citizenship. I'll read the specific section. Eligibility for parole. If a non-citizen described in Section 204(1) was excluded, deported, removed, or departed voluntarily before the date of the enactment of this act, such non-citizen shall be eligible for parole into the United States pursuant to the Secretary's discretionary authority under yada yada section. Such non-citizen's application for adjustment of status shall be considered. Again, notwithstanding other sections. This is the craziness of it. We're not just talking hypotheticals. We're not just talking about unintended consequences. This is written right into the bill. If you were already deported and already convicted of a crime, you'd get another shot. And here's the other bit. If you voluntarily left the country, so if you weren't deported, but you said, you know what, under the Trump administration, I'm going to get deported. I'm just going to leave. You don't even have to have any evidence of that, right? That's part of the reason that the left calls these people undocumented. As much as it's like a ridiculous term, they're illegal aliens, they are actually undocumented. They don't have documentation. That's the ultimate problem with their immigration status beyond how they entered the country. So how do you have someone who's undocumented, who entered the United States illegally without any documentation whatsoever, and then voluntarily left on their own accord without telling anyone? How can you possibly tell that they left before the enactment of this act? Any illegal alien can show up to the border with either forged documents or just a nice story to tell. Tell a Border Patrol agent that, oh yeah, I voluntarily deported myself, and therefore I have parole under this bill. You have to let me back in. And the way the parole works, it takes a little bit longer to get citizenship, but they still are eligible for it. Deported, removed, or voluntarily removed, self-removed, would have eligibility for amnesty and citizenship. 11 to 22 million. We don't know how many illegal aliens would actually be covered by this bill, because we actually don't know how many illegal aliens are, A, in the country right now, or B, will take advantage of really loose provisions like this and force their way back in. And if you'll remember, when Obama passed his DACA amnesty bill, his executive order, he set a cap. He said you had to have been brought into the United States as a child before 2007. The idea being, if you rushed the border after Obama was elected, you weren't allowed in. If you rushed the border, assuming that you get amnesty, you wouldn't get it. But this bill does not set a back date. Right? It says anyone before the date of the enactment of this act, meaning anyone who was deported even 1 minute before the president would sign this into law would be allowed to go back and be given parole. Again, ask yourself, is this what Congress should be prioritizing? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. We're at 998 followers on DLive. We have some lemons to give away. So if we hit that magical 1,000, we'll be giving them away to anyone watching in the DLive comment section. So it's two misdemeanors, whether you're in the country or have already been removed. The law states that those are the terms, right? That has to be it. It also says that it does not apply to a non-citizen who is a spouse or child of a non-citizen who satisfies. So this is really, really important. So even if you committed a crime, even if you're not eligible yourself, if you are a spouse or a child of a non-citizen illegal alien who does qualify, you would still be allowed to stay. Right? This is how they're basically cementing anchor babies into law. Really incredible stuff. But again, they're undocumented. So if someone says, oh yeah, we married in another country, we don't have any documents. Again, you'd have to just kind of take them at their word the way this bill is written. But even if you do not qualify yourself as an illegal alien, if you claim to be a spouse or child, and they're trying to also change this to parent, but child of someone who does qualify, then you'd be allowed to stay. So you think that with all of that, that at least set some kind of hard, rigid rules. And it seems like they try to. In the section where it says anyone who commits three or more misdemeanors is not eligible for amnesty. Now we can debate whether or not that's the right number. I mean, I like to think that maybe no illegal alien convicted criminals should get amnesty. Maybe we set the number as zero. That's just me. We can debate over the number. But Democrats have also hidden a provision in the bill that allows the government to kind of just ignore all that. And it's called the waivers. And I'll read it. Waivers. In general, for purposes of subparagraph A, the secretary may, for humanitarian purposes, family unity, or if otherwise in the public interest, waive inadmissibility under subparagraphs A, C, and D, and then paragraphs 6E, 810C, and 10E. What does that mean? If the Secretary of Homeland Security, I think that's who they're talking about, Secretary of Homeland Security, determines that it would be against the United States' interests to deport an illegal alien felon, an illegal alien convicted criminal with more than three misdemeanor convictions, that the government can basically override everything else in the bill and give them a waiver. So no, you're allowed to stay. You're allowed to stay for humanitarian purposes, family unity, and if it's in the public interest. Go ahead in the comment section. Let me know if you can possibly think of a situation where giving an illegal alien convicted felon, now let's just put aside the misdemeanors, a convicted felon, the right to amnesty, work permits, benefits, health insurance, and American citizenship. Let me ask you, put in the comment section, can you think of a possible scenario where that would be in the United States' best interest? I could wait. I don't think so. I have a hard time believing that there are any. It's really hard to think of that hypothetical, but they claim that it could be. They want to make sure that the secretary has that discretionary authority to make sure that criminals, convicted criminals, including convicted felons, have the ability to live their American dream. Oh, pretty incredible. Incredible stuff. Family unity. So the idea, if you have mommy illegal alien, daddy illegal alien stole two people's identities, played it down to misdemeanor possession of forged documents, but he stole two Americans' identities and ruined their lives. Well, let's say he did three times. He ruined three Americans' lives. Daddy illegal alien does not qualify for amnesty, but we want to make sure we keep the family unit together. So daddy illegal alien gets a waiver in the interest of family unity. Or let's say illegal alien killed someone in a state where vehicular manslaughter can be classified as a misdemeanor. Let's say he did it three times. Let's go crazy. Did it three times. But he says that he is a refugee. He says that he is being hunted for his political ideologies in his home country, and that if you deport him back, he will be killed. The secretary can say, well, even though this guy technically killed a bunch of people, technically we're going to give him a pathway to citizenship on humanitarian grounds. These are all exceptions that they have hidden in this bill. They hid it in the bill. So all the language we just went through, of who can and cannot have amnesty, there is a escape clause giving them the authority to ignore all of it. to ignore all of it, and to just hand out waivers. So the question is this something you want? Is this something you want? The bill doesn't have a number yet. It's called the U.S. Citizenship Act. Is this something you think Congress should be spending time on? Is this something that will make your life better? Now, we talk about illegal aliens, and a lot of times they describe them as being unskilled or uneducated. And a lot of them, as a technical term, are, right? They're not going to be working high-powered jobs. That's still going to go up against other Americans seeking those kinds of jobs, right? The Democrats love to talk about a $15 minimum wage, but that's going to mean nothing if the African-Americans, the Hispanics, the white Americans who are looking for those jobs have to compete with 22 new illegal aliens at a time. We have over 10 million Americans unemployed. I believe that was the number, 10.1 million Americans. I think that's the latest number, unemployed. And obviously the unemployment numbers don't really grasp at all. It's higher than that. But the way unemployment numbers are decided, I think they pegged it at 10.1. Anyone can correct me if I'm off, but I think that was the latest number. 10.1 million Americans, likely higher, looking for a job. What happens if you import 22 million illegal aliens into that labor pool? All of a sudden, you have 32.1 million, million job seekers trying to find a job. What do you think that's going to do? And a study not often touted by the people advocating this kind of stuff, 1 in every 8 illegal aliens actually works a white-collar job. It's a shocking number. I was shocked to find it. But yes, 1 in 8 illegal aliens technically work a job that would be considered white collar. Now, it might be smaller. That might be a smaller sample size. But it's a big enough number to really worry about. And that's not like white collar jobs are more important than blue collar jobs. I think that blue collar jobs are very important. As someone whose pipe just bursted, I have much respect for blue-collar workers like plumbers. A lot of respect. Just trying to frame this in terms that no one ever talks about. We know that a significant portion of these illegal aliens do work white-collar jobs. Americans just have to compete with them? And on the blue-collar side, yes, a lot of these illegal aliens will work blue-collar jobs. There are Americans who will be forced to compete with illegal aliens for work. I often tell the story. When my wife was in teaching and education, she applied for a teaching job in Denver, an inner city charter school. She got the job. She had to compete against illegal alien DACA recipients for the job. There were Americans who went to college and received education degrees who lost out on job opportunities against illegal aliens who did not have that kind of background simply because they were allowed to apply. And the school district thought it would be beneficial for illegal aliens to hold positions. It happens. Yes, there are illegal aliens competing against Americans for jobs. It's not a situation where they're just taking all the jobs we don't want, which is a ridiculous mantra. A ridiculous mantra. And you always hear that from the left. Well, who's gonna do our landscaping? It always makes them, if you actually think about it, it makes them seem very, very racist when they say that. But there are a lot of illegal aliens in that 22 million number that will compete against Americans for work. A lot of them. And there will be a lot of Americans who will lose out on jobs because an illegal alien, a newly legalized prospective immigrant, will be willing to work for a little bit less. So you have to ask yourself, is this worth it? Is this a priority? Are these people constituents? Now, members of Congress are supposed to represent their constituents, who are American citizens who elected them to office. I'd like to know where in the country American citizens truly want Congress to ignore the plight of Americans and lawful residents and to instead focus on this. I'd love to know. I assume it's California. I assume it's New York City. Probably Chicago. Right. A couple other cities probably around the country. Boston. No, absolutely Boston. Can't forget Boston. Pretty much the entire state of Vermont. It's a weird way of thinking, though, that with everything going wrong in the country, this is what they should prioritize. Oh, we just hit 1,000 followers on DLive, so I'm going to give away these lemons. We got 7.3 lemons. They're going to be going to people in the comments section, so if you haven't already, make sure you head over there. Great job. 1,000. Nothing really happens. There's no balloons or streamers or anything. It's just a nice number for us to hit. So again, I left the comment, the Fax Blast link in the comment section on YouTube, on Facebook, pinned. I'm posting again in the DLive comment section. Make sure you head over there and fight against this bill, because Democrats believe that they will have the votes to pass it. They believe they'll be able to get 10 Republicans, because last time they got 14. They're confident. And they're also confident that if it doesn't pass, if it somehow gets stalled in the Senate, that it will give Joe Biden political coverage to do go it on its own, right? Now, whether or not he could do these things, I don't know, right? We've never really had a discussion about a president of the United States welcoming already deported illegal aliens back in the country. We've never had that discussion because it's never been even hypothesized. It's just been so crazy, no one even thought you could do it. But yes, that's what this bill would do. So yeah, join the Fax Blast, put pressure on Congress to stop this madness, and to make sure that we stop it with overwhelming numbers enough to also prevent executive actions from carrying out the same provisions. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. Again, we like to keep these weekend editions a little bit short. So if you like the podcast, make sure you subscribe to the audio version of the podcast. Very important. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or Podbean. We go live Monday through Saturday, sometimes it's Sunday, but usually Monday through Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Facebook and DLive. We're still suspended from YouTube. They also just hit us with another community guidelines strike. So not sure if that's going to make us banned for even longer. Apparently, the episode we did making fun of the CBS reporter who got completely owned by the Trump impeachment lawyer, apparently that violated YouTube's guidelines too, because I gave an explanation of Donald Trump's state of mind when he gave his speech and how he had the legal and constitutional right to basically contest the election. Apparently, even saying that is violative of YouTube's terms. So make sure that you like and follow us on Facebook, subscribe and follow us on DLive. And make sure you sign up for our email newsletter. That's one of the ways that we're going to make sure everyone stays up to date if we do get any more bans or if we're forced to go elsewhere. We are live on Gab and Gab TV. Check out the links in the comment section on DLive. I believe it's the panel. I have to update the panel. Just search Conservative Daily on Gab and Conservative Daily on Gab TV and you'll find us. Also on Rumble, that's where our videos are all getting posted as well. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. Again, my name is Max McGuire. Remember, everyone, that the fight to take back our country isn't over yet, but the only way we win is if we all stand up and fight together.